This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claims that Iran was behind the attacks based on an intelligence assessment, the U.S. military now says it has video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind the attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The military says the video shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those Japanese-owned tankers. The Golden State Warriors championship winning streak comes to an end as Toronto's Raptors took the title last night and are the new NBA champs. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse.
It means a lot for our city and in the country, you know, and for these players, staff, you know, incredible group of people.
It's the Raptors' first NBA title. New York's state legislatures voted to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
President Trump hosts an event at the White House yesterday to herald a new initiative to benefit former prison inmates.
We're here today to announce a vital new action that we're taking to help former inmates find a job, live a crime-free life, and succeed beyond their wildest dreams.
During the event highlighting the so-called Second Chance Initiative, the president also confirmed that Press Secretary Sarah Sanders will be leaving soon and returning to her home state of Arkansas. Sanders saying she will always treasure her time at the White House and stressing she loved every minute of it, even the hard minutes. The manhunt continues for the suspects involved in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz as three more suspects were arrested late yesterday in connection with the Sunday shooting in a Santo Domingo bar. Ortiz now recovering in a hospital in Boston. Find us online anytime. We're at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Today is Flag Day. The idea of setting aside a day to celebrate the American flag was first suggested in 1885 by Wisconsin school teacher B.J. Seagrand. He wanted to see June 14th be that date because the stars and stripes were adopted as the official design of the U.S. flag on that date in 1777. The idea grew in popularity until 1916 when President Woodrow Wilson released a proclamation making June 14th National Flag Day. And then on August 3rd, 1949, President Harry Truman signed an act of Congress designating June 14th as National Flag Day. Sunday is Father's Day, and the Pew Research Center reports the percentage of dads staying at home to care for their kids has increased dramatically.
Fatherhood in America is changing as the share of fathers who are stay-at-home dads is now at 17%. That is up from 10% back in 1989. Men ages 20 to 35, called millennials, was found by the Pew Research Center to be at 6%. By comparison, 3% of Gen X dads were stay-at-home with their children. The CDC reports that 74.7 million men ages 15 and over are fathers in America. I'm John Clemens.
And Tesla chief Elon Musk says the electric car company will be installing video games that will use the car's steering wheels and brake pedals as controllers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Sarah Carter going to be joining us in just a few moments. National and international award-winning investigative reporter, fellow with the Independent Women's Forum and Fox News contributor. She's got, of course, she's been all over the Mueller situation. Her and her team have just done a stellar job on behalf of we the people. Sarah joins us now. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to talk to you
again. Hey, always a pleasure. So much to update us on. I mean, it was kind of amazing, Sarah. I started to write out this list based on all the information I got from you and John Solomon and the team and all the other information that was out there, setting up a war room. I've got to imagine the war room that that surrounds you with all the different names, the connecting points. You got to send me a picture of it, because I got to imagine it's immense. How do you keep the names straight and everything? That's the thing.
You know, I try, and sometimes I myself can be just as, if I'm not listing it out and I have this big whiteboard,
right,
I can be just as confused. So I have to put everything down. We have to understand, like, who we're talking about, what story it's connected to. And like we've seen over the past 2.5 years, I mean, every single person that's involved or that was involved in the Russia investigation, particularly from the beginning, there's these offshoot stories that come out, you know, mm-hmm. about them and about the situation and how they were connected. And so for us, it's a big, complicated process, but we're so happy to be able to do it. I know John has been tenacious at getting out stories and focused on Ukraine and those issues right now. I've been very much focused on what's happening here inside the United States with the various players, and particularly the new developments like Michael Flynn.
Exactly.
Letting go of his attorneys and things of that nature. But
yeah, I saw that Sidney Powell's going to represent him. I think that's an outstanding choice.
It is an outstanding choice. You know, Sidney Powell was a former federal prosecutor. She is very well aware of what happened during this case and during the trial. She's been very vocal mm-hmm. about the special counsel and Robert Mueller and his team. So she understands all of these machinations. Now, she did tell me when I spoke to her several days ago, we were able to break the story. I was really grateful. I'd known Flynn most of my career. I met him when he was actually the J2 at the Pentagon, head of intelligence at the Pentagon under Obama. And he's always been just such a straightforward, unapologetic, tell it like it is man. And he spent, 33 years of his life in the military.
Exactly.
A dedicated professional, a general of the highest stature. I've spoken to so many people about him. So anyways, being able to break that story was incredible, because for so long, so many people that did support Flynn, that were trying to see both sides of this story, and that did not believe for 1 minute, like I never believed for 1 second, based on the evidence that we saw, that there was any connection between Flynn and the Russians, that he selected Sidney Powell and let go of his previous team, Covington and Burling, which was Robert Kellner and Stephen Anthony, that he let go of those attorneys. I think it was a lot of his supporters were very grateful about that and were able to kind of see some of the light through the darkness once he picked Sidney Powell.
Well, Sidney has written extensively about Andrew Weinstein in particular, and you see in this report, as I was, again, I was going through it here just this week, and Weinstein's fingerprints are all over this thing. It's undeniable. I mean, the way in which things are phrased, I mean, even, you know, it seems to me that Mueller folded on Chapter 2. You know, and it was kind of like, you know, Weinstein's way to kind of do one final shot at it. You know, he just did not want to go down dying.
Well, and he never does. So Andrew Weissman, he is probably...
Weissman, did I say Weinstein? I'm sorry. Yeah,
you said
Weissman.
Yes. It's okay. I was gonna
thank you.
You know, but Andrew Weissman is probably one of the toughest attorneys coming out of New York, and he is somebody who has in the past been criticized. I mean, Sidney Powell herself reported him to the bar because of his tactics. Now, the reason she has crossed paths with him in the past was a case of the accounting firm Arthur Andersen, Bill. And during the Arthur Andersen conviction, he was head of the Enron task force. He did everything he could to win that case. That means withholding exculpatory evidence from the courts, which was proven when they took it to the Supreme Court. Four of the top officials from Arthur Andersen actually served a year in prison before the Supreme Court, by the way, unanimously
reversed
overturned
the decision. Right,
case.
Exactly. Yeah.
That 85,000 people lost their jobs worldwide. Arthur Andersen folded the accounting firm. And Andrew Weissman, who basically got them all put in prison and pushed this case to the end, never got punished.
Yeah, it begs the question, why does he still have a law license?
It does. It begs the question. Well, you could see, I mean, this Andrew Weissman, it runs in very tight circles. He's very close to Robert Mueller. Some people consider him an outstanding prosecutor because he's not afraid to walk that fine line, to break those rules when he needs to hold people accountable. And a lot of what happened during the Arthur Andersen case, according to Sidney Powell, was actually seen in what happened here with the Robert Mueller investigation. Part of, you know, having the power of the purse, being the government, is having the money to go after your target, to go after the people that you're investigating. And people like Michael Flynn, who have limited resources, limited finances. I was told, and now this is just a rough estimate, I've never been able to speak to General Flynn about this, that they had spent over $5 million in their defense fund,
oh, wow,
that they had sold everything, that they still owe money. Basically, they're still paying the former firm for what they've, you know, for what they've spent. They had to sell their home. They had to consolidate. So this is a man who basically gave his life for his country and is struggling just to stay afloat, and somebody who can't defend himself publicly. Remember, he has to retain that type of whatever he's feeling within himself. He can't go out public. He can't speak publicly. Sidney Powell told me that he is going to fully continue to cooperate with the government, that it's going to take her about 90 days to go through his file because it's so massive.
Oh, wow.
And she wants to ensure that she has the time to go through the file. We do not know if he is going to withdraw his plea. That has not been discussed. Nobody's saying anything about that.
It's been suggested that he would, but you know, we'll have to see how that plays out, because what has happened to this this general is just disgusting. Sarah, you imagine for the everyday American anything like this happening to them?
I can't, because I've thought about it myself, and many people who've been involved in this thought, what if it was us?
Yes.
What if we were sitting in that place? What if they were threatening our family members with prosecution? What if they were holding us for 8 hours at a time and questioning? What would we do? And what would we do if we saw our money just disappearing and we knew we had no other way to defend ourselves? Remember, they spent close to $35 million, special counsel Robert Mueller, and that's a lot of money, and that's something that regular people just can't defend themselves.
Exactly.
For.
Well, that was $35 million. That was just them, and you got another $30 million
right.
from both houses, the Senate and the House, and that's as of last year. That's not even counting the new calculations that are coming up. More from Sarah after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z homebuyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is He's the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez died.
You see, Sarah Carter, being the investigative reporter that she is, there, you can't get anything past her. She already knows all this stuff. This is not news for her, so she's fully aware. This is Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Sarah, on the surface of all this, it would appear the deep state and the Democrats, mainstream media involved as well in that whole formula, are doing everything they can to run the time out. Hope upon hope. They, you know, all their chips are in on getting Trump out and that Trump doesn't get reelected. I don't know if they can withstand, you know, much more, or another 4 years of investigation of the investigators. If, I mean, because they're about to be fully exposed here. I mean, there's so many loose threads already that even if they stop it at the end, let's just say President Trump doesn't get reelected. You know, there's only, I mean, the damage that has been done and the doubts and questions that are out there are so immense that I am not convinced any Democrat coming in, any operative that supports the deep state, it's just going to squash all this stuff.
Well, that's really good points there, Bill, because I think what we're looking at right now is that the collusion narrative has been destroyed. Both in the Mueller report, that there was no conspiracy or collusion with Russia. But then, of course, we have the second half of the report, which dealt with obstruction, where they refused, basically didn't even make a decision. And by the way, it was not the job of Robert Mueller to exonerate or not exonerate President Trump. It was his job to lay out the facts, put those facts forward, and either say he's guilty of something or he's not. And that's what William Barr made very clear when he and Rod Rosenstein decided that there was no evidence of obstruction here whatsoever. But remember, this is the only thing the Dems have to go on. Mm-hmm. They want to push President Trump out no matter what. This is their goal, and that's why they continue with this process of bringing things back up that have been investigated over and over and over again and push for impeachment. What I can tell you right now is that the attorney that was put in place, John Durham, he's the Connecticut federal prosecutor, is going to be investigating this thoroughly. According to people I've spoken with, he has amassed a full team. They are going tooth and comb through every single document, ensuring that they are going to look into whether or not there was corruption at the beginning of this investigation. What happened? How did this investigation start? Who were the people involved in the investigation into President Trump? And most importantly, did they violate the court rules with the FISA, with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant that they took on Carter Page, on others, we believe? How did they go about proving that the evidence that was in there was true when now we all know that Christopher Steele's dossier, the infamous dossier, had never even been vetted by the FBI before they put it into this FISA warrant and told the court? That is a law. The FBI has to ensure that the courts know that they investigated everything, that everything they're presenting the courts is 100% accurate, and now we know that's not the case. So we've got Durham. We've got Inspector General Michael Horowitz, who's also investigating. And he is expected to release that part of his investigation soon, which particularly focuses on the FISA. It also focuses on former FBI Director James Comey and his role in the FISA process. So we're going to see a lot more information coming out very soon. It's just, for a lot of people, it's just not soon enough.
Exactly. Well, because what happens, there's so many smoking guns out there, Sarah. I mean, what you've laid out, what John Solomon, Judicial Watch, Tom Fenton and Chris and them, they've done, you guys have all done an outstanding job. And you look at this and it's even like Peter Stroke. Stroke goes into the special counsel. He's invited to join the team. But even before he goes, well, I know there's no Russian collusion. So, you know, the facts are already there. It's just, I don't know what it's going to take to seal it up. I mean, is it going to take another $65 million of the people's money to say this, in fact, did happen when all the work that you have done, I mean, the FISA documents, I mean, I don't know how much more we have to put into this because to me, the facts are there. It's just that we don't have a gavel that's hit the desk to say, okay, we let it be written, let it be done. This in fact happened. You know that clearly the FISA, there was infractions on FISA. And the FISA, I'm surprised the judges from the court, from the FISA court, aren't screaming and sanctioning, James Comey at all over, the abuse of the FISA court.
I think we're certainly going to see developments in that area as well in the near future. And the evidence is out there. You're absolutely right, Bill. The evidence is laid out. It's out there. The problem is getting rid of all the murky water and just looking at the facts. The American public only needs to look at those facts that are presented in those stories where we're saying, look, and Congress is saying, look, we have seen, based on the documents, based on the text messages that have been out there publicly, if you take a chance to look through those, look through the stories, look at the FISA that has already been released. It's redacted. It's heavily redacted. But look at what's already been released. Look at the evidence that the FBI itself never validated the information in Christopher Steele's dossier. And more importantly, look at the fact that Christopher Steele, all of these people were paid for basically by the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign. This is a story that was actually broke by the Washington Post.
Yes.
So these are all facts that are laid before the people, and now it's time for a great prosecutor. For a great prosecutor like Durham and for Horowitz to now present all of that to the American public, and most importantly for President Trump, who has now granted the authority to William Barr to declassify all those documents, to do so that the American people can once and for all know the truth, there could be light shed on this problem, and we can move forward together as a nation, because I completely agree with you. If anyone was colluding with the Russians here, even unwittingly, it was them.
Yeah,
it was the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC who took information from a foreign asset, Christopher Steele, a former British spy who got his information from the Russians. And the Russians ran a disinformation campaign in reverse on them. And believe me, Vladimir Putin, he didn't care who won this election. What he cared about was sowing seeds of discord, and they actually allowed it to happen.
Well, if he cared, let's just say he cared a little bit. I mean, why would he not want Hillary Clinton? He's had his way with her for 4 years, 8 years.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Not only that, in 2010, Renaissance Capital Bank out of Russia, which is basically run by the Russian FSB, which was their former KGB, their spy agency. Most of the employees of Renaissance Capital gave a check for $500,000 to Bill Clinton. President Bill Clinton, for a speech he gave in Russia.
A 25-minute speech.
He met with Vladimir Putin. So could you imagine if President Trump, or let's just say President Trump's wife or his son, Don Jr., accepted a check for $500,000 from the Russian government for one speech?
No, they'd be out of their skulls. It would be totally nuts. But the thing is, okay, so here it is. We've got about a minute left. You know, what more do we hear from Ukraine? Ukraine right now is, I think that's bubbling water getting ready to explode here right now, like a volcano. What's happening out of there? Also, we've got a, what do we have? An Australian operative who was also, tied in with the British. This thing is never ending.
It's never ending, and I think we're going to see a lot more investigations into the CIA. We know that already. They're going to be questioning CIA officers. We also know that they're going to be looking closely at our allies in the Five Eyes, as well as Italy and everyone else that was possibly connected, other foreign nations that were possibly connected and involved. You mentioned some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Australia, Great Britain, Italy, and possibly some others that are going to crop up, and how we shared information and what we asked our allies to do as far as possibly spying on members of the Trump campaign and getting that information to the United States, running around our laws.
We got to leave it there. Sarah Carter, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claims that Iran was behind the attacks based on an intelligence assessment, the U.S. military now says it has video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind the attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The military says the video shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those Japanese-owned tankers. The Golden State Warriors championship winning streak comes to an end as Toronto's Raptors took the title last night and are the new NBA champs. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse.
It means a lot for our city and in the country and for these players, staff, you know, incredible group of people.
It's the Raptors' first NBA title. New York's state legislatures voted to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk about making the workplace more accessible with those with disabilities. Did you know that the unemployment rate for people with disabilities is twice the rate of those without disabilities? With one in five people living with a disability, employers who are not hiring people with disabilities are missing out on 20% of the population. Think about that. Well, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, in its most recent report in 2018, the employment population ratio for those without a disability was 65.9% versus 19.1% for those with a disability. Across all major race and ethnicity groups, people with a disability are much less likely to be employed than people without a disability. Across all educational attainment groups, jobless rates for persons with a disability were higher than those for persons without a disability. Here to talk more about it, David Cherna, who is talking to us live from Lake Tahoe, beautiful Lake Tahoe, No Barriers USA Executive Director, and Kathy Martinez, Head of Disability and Accessibility Strategy at Wells Fargo. Kathy, I'm glad we finally connected. You've been my lost sister. I couldn't find you, and now here you are. I find you.
My guy, right.
Hey, it's all good. Sorry, David, to get you in the middle of a family reunion here, but you know how that works sometimes. Hey, you know how the Hispanics are. We get together, give us a piñata, some churros, and we'll have a good time, you know. So, and you get to join in.
Yeah, you got to come out here then. Get yourself out here to Tahoe.
Hey, you got. Hey, mariachi's included. We'll do it. We'll have a great band here. We'll have a good time. Well, hey, David, tell us about No Barrier Summit, would you?
Yeah, of course. We are here in Tahoe, thanks to Wells Fargo, our top sponsor here for this annual event that we do. But it's really a celebration of the human spirit. We'll have nearly 1,000 people over the course of the next 3 days. And what they're doing is they're discovering the potential within all of us to break through the struggles that we face and join together as a community and be empowered to believe that anything is possible. And so the summit, we have keynote speakers, performers. We challenge people to try something they never tried before, whether it's rock climbing, mountain biking, Broadway theater, all fully accessible to people with and without disabilities. It's a great community event. It's a great family event. And it's a great place to just sort of explore everything that's possible and to remind yourself to get out of the chaos of everyday life and focus on those things that matter most to you and as you're living your life.
Interesting you should mention Broadway Theater. We had a big winner, huh? First time ever?
Sure did.
At the Tony, right? Was that awesome,
yep.
Kathy? I'll tell you.
And love Allie very much.
How do you hold back tears?
You don't.
Yeah. I mean, how dynamic. I mean, here's this woman in a wheelchair with a voice that will not quit, and you're thinking, what? Does she have amplification built into that wheelchair? What? Amazing. It was absolutely terrific. I'll tell you, talk about the... Yeah, exactly. Well, Kathy, how is the workplace adapting to better serve those with disabilities, and what still needs to be done?
The workplace has come a long way in the last 20 to 30 years. Because of the advent of technology and really just society's changing attitudes about people with disabilities in the communities more, we're in the workplace more. And I think the challenges still remain attitude. You know, I think there's a fear towards people with disabilities, but it's changing. And, you know, in very large companies like ours, as the more we recruit people with disabilities, the more the culture changes and people are more comfortable and they're able to see that with an accommodation, we can do our jobs.
Exactly. David, you know, Kathy refers to technology today. No doubt that this has had a great impact for helping bring down the unemployment rate for those with disabilities, right?
Yeah, I mean, technologies are a great solution for helping people be their best selves at the workplace, right? And I think when we work with people from all over the nation, what those technologies can help you do is sort of eliminate those first barriers that might be just holding that person back from being able to be their best self at work. And so the advancement of technologies, whether it's screen reading software or voice technology, all these things are just helping people eliminate the thing that might hold them back a little bit so that they can just be their full self at work.
Exactly. Kathy, how about addressing some specific technologies that have been accommodating the progress here now?
Well, okay, I can show this. I don't know if they can zoom in.
This is on radio, so we have to zoom in in an imagination sort of way.
Well, zoom in and stare at it. On radio. Okay. I've done a few of these. So I use a Braille note taker. I also use a screen reader. I happen to be blind, but other people use magnification. You know, if they're low vision, other people have some companies hire sign language interpreters. Other people have raised desks because they're in wheelchairs. So there's many ways to accommodate a person.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't forget that we all use accommodations, right? We just call it standard operating practice. So
exactly.
Everybody is accommodated. And so it's very important to understand that there's many more ways to complete a task than the way you've always done it.
David, what about your personal experience? Can you share that with our audience?
Sure. For me personally, having started No Barriers nearly 20 years ago, I was very passionate about this idea that we are not unleashing the full potential of everyone in this nation in the way that we should be. That too often we are held back by our perceptions of what a person is capable of. Personally, I grew up very close to my uncle who had Down syndrome. My mom raised him. And one of the things that I loved about my Uncle Tom was the way that he immediately could walk into a room and meet someone and get to the heart of what really mattered to those individuals, and talk family and talk about sports and talk about just sort of the things that people gloss over in conversation. I think that far too often in the conversation I have with the thousands of people we work with all over the nation, we are focused on the things that we, you know, if you have a visible disability, you're looking at that person and you're thinking, gosh, I don't know, I'm not comfortable even going up and talking to them. I don't know how to approach them. And really what you want to do is just approach them like you would approach any other individual and have conversations with them that are open and honest and inquisitive. I think that I love when people are open with each other and honest with each other about the things that they're facing in life, and that's what the Barriers is here to do, is to build that community so that we can trust each other to have open, honest conversation about all that we're going through, because all of us are facing challenges, every one of us.
Exactly.
And that's what No Barriers is here to do.
I think we'll find that the differences, there's a lot, many fewer differences once we start talking to each other.
Right.
Certainly.
Well, Kathy, you were born blind, and here you are, the head of disability and accessibility strategy at Wells Fargo in San Francisco. What a career track for you. I got to imagine initially maybe a little bit more challenging as opposed to today because of the accommodations and the increasing awareness of this incredible workforce that has been underutilized.
Yes, definitely challenging. You know, again, attitude is our biggest barrier, but I think as we infiltrate, quote-unquote, the workforce, we're changing cultures in the companies that we work for. So what happens, you know, we become part of a deal. We become part of a fabric, and accessibility gets woven in to the work that we do, you know, both for the people we serve and for our employees. So it's important to understand that anybody can acquire a disability at any time. And so when they see people being accommodated in their companies, I think it's less scary to them because they can see, if anything happened, even temporarily, I wouldn't lose my job. Well, sometimes they would, but they see that people can be accommodated, and you know they realize that that's a part of the culture.
Exactly. Well, David Cherna, the executive director of the nonprofit No Barriers USA, asked, "What barriers do you face?" And Kathy Martinez, as I mentioned, was born blind, who is with Wells Fargo. Both of you, we appreciate the time with us today on the show. David, where can they go for more information?
You can go to nobarriersusa.org. Thanks for having us.
So you sit down and you do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs, your bills, your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would help? What would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. And that is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. MediShare is a Christian health care sharing ministry, and it works. No wonder more than 400,000 people are doing this now. And look, whether you're single or married or you have kids, this can make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. Just think what you can do with $500 a month. That can cover a car payment or payback loans or whatever. Join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Find out more. The MediShare people are so easy to talk to. They can answer any questions. They are super friendly. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free of that.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Greg Smalley is going to be joining us in just a moment, who serves as the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family. Greg says that at an early age, his passion for marriage began. He's the son, of course, of the late Dr. Gary Smalley, a family counselor, president and founder of the Smalley Relationship Center, and author of some 40 books on marriage. Marriage has been a theme for you, huh, Greg?
It has.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, I grew up watching my dad do it, and boy, it's been fun to follow in his footsteps.
Well, and I was also reading that you and your wife, I mean, you're committed that every Christmas that you make a point of studying a marriage book together.
We do. We do, because it's so easy just to become complacent. It's so easy as we get busy raising kids and working, just to kind of, you know, put our marriage on cruise control. And then all of a sudden, years down the road, we look at each other going, man, we're married roommates.
Right.
And so Aaron and I really try to do something every year, and it's been fun to kind of pick a different marriage book every year and just go through it and let's see where God wants to take us in our marriage.
Right. And of course, you know, for you two, for you and Aaron, I mean, this is 365 days a year, whether it's a book you're reading, maybe it's a book you're living, you know, you know, along with all the other couples that you consult and deal with. And, you know, there probably isn't anything that surprises you.
There's not. But at the same time, you know, when Aaron and I really take the time to look and review at our own marriage, but there's times that I'm surprised, maybe an issue that we just haven't been dealing with, or maybe a way that she's been feeling lately. It was as we were kind of reading through a book this past Christmas, one of the things that came out was just Aaron going, there are so many times that that I feel alone.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm going, guy, we work together. We are raising our children. What? How? Yeah. When? But it had everything to do with it. That she was in the midst of all of our busyness, she was feeling that I wasn't really pursuing her heart to really ask her, how are you really doing? Like, tell me what's going on. Keep me updated on a weekly basis of what's really going on inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that we were doing a lot of stuff together, but I was missing that inner part of who she was, and she was feeling alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great reminder that, you know, even for someone who does marriage ministry for a living full time,
right?
Yes, it's easy to develop some poor habits or just to get busy to where, man, your spouse all of a sudden feels alone.
Right. It's like the shoemaker in town, right? Everybody else has shoes except your own kids. You go, wait, what are you doing? What are you doing being barefoot? Well, you forgot, Dan, you forgot to make me shoes. Oh, yeah, by the way, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, and I'm just afraid. I know that we have a target on our back.
Yeah.
I know that we're going to be attacked around our marriage, and I don't want to become complacent. I don't just want to assume and expect that, oh, we're just always going to have this great relationship. It takes work.
Without a doubt.
And I want to do that work.
Greg, is there like three, four, five things that you and Aaron really focus on that's kind of like your the center of your mission statement that you sense when things are out of balance that you go back to and say, hey, let's revisit these points? Because these are the points that we ourselves have taught about, which is always ironic because I find myself teaching things that I myself have to learn. I go, oh, you're very funny, God. You just do this to me. And God has a way of doing that. You know, say, oh, I want you to teach this. And, well, why? And it's things that we ourselves need to learn most. But anyway, that aside, what 3 to 5 things do you and Aaron really focus on that are just those golden nuggets that, bring you back to center?
Yeah, I think first of all, for us, we really believe that as God brought us together, as two became one, that the oneness that we share between us, this unity, that's a powerful force. I always tell couples that, you know, oneness is the superpower of married couples.
Mm.
And what she and I can do together is far greater than anything that we can do on our own.
Mm.
And so one of the things that we will always try to get back to is, what are we doing with our marriage to help serve and strengthen other couples?
Mm-hmm.
And so Aaron and I are probably every year we'll review going, what do we want to do this year as far as using our marriage to help others?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the Dead Sea, you know, the Jordan River,
right?
The Jordan River runs into the Dead Sea, but nothing
comes out. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And God doesn't want us to have a Dead Sea marriage. He is blessing us. He's given this amazing strength in unity and oneness. What are we doing to help others?
Right.
And so Aaron and I are always thinking about what are we doing to serve and love on others?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big one, kind of figuring out what are we going to do together? And another one that we do is, we call it a daily pause. And the average couple spends about 4 minutes a day communicating around kind of the deeper inner life issues. How are you feeling? What's stressing you out? What are you dreaming about? Those kinds of things. Most couples spend their time communicating as a business meeting. Who's picking up the kids? Who's going to the grocery store? We it takes a lot to administrate our marriage and family.
Right. Exactly.
And sadly, a lot of couples get stuck in that sort of conversation, which that is not fulfilling. And Aaron and I have learned that the research shows that if you spend 10 minutes a day just kind of staying updated and current about your inner life, just 10 minutes, and it doesn't have to be consecutive. It can be 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes, you know, while you're laying in bed at night. But we've really prioritized, let's just do a quick little check-in. How are you doing today?
It's a great idea.
Because I want to stay, you know, she's always changing. And
I know. Why do they do that, Greg? Why do they do that to us?
I know. One day she turned gluten free, and I'm like, what's a gluten? You know? And we've got to stay current. And so Erin and I just look for a little daily pause just to check in and how are you doing? I love, you remember the old group Journey?
Yes.
They had a great song called Faithfully.
Yeah.
And in there, there's a wonderful line that says that I get the joy of rediscovering you. And that's what I want my wife to feel, that I consider it a joy, that I'm pursuing her. I want to rediscover her again and again. And that means you've got to check in and spend a little bit of time, a few minutes every day, kind of how are you doing, where are you at?
Yes.
And that's a big one.
And that's like, you know, the Word of God says, he who finds a wife. And that finding a wife isn't a one and done kind of thing. I mean, it speaks of discovery, doesn't it?
It really does. Well, well, think about the word, okay, in Genesis 2:24, we're talking about, you know, the man should leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife. Mm-hmm. What's really cool, that word cleave, the Hebrew meaning is close pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an ongoing thing. That's a, how am I continuing to closely pursue my wife? And I'm telling you, to pursue my wife means that I'm really going after her heart.
Right.
And I'm spending time every day kind of doing that. Mm-hmm. And that keeps us current. I stay updated on her. It keeps us connected. And then I tell you the other thing that we do is we have to face our conflict. We're so different. I'm an introvert. Aaron's an extrovert. I mean, the list goes on and on of our differences, and therefore we're gonna get into conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't take two people that different and not expect we're gonna bump into each other.
Right.
And let's face that stuff. I love James 1:2 says that when trials come your way, consider that to be an opportunity.
Right.
And that is so. Yeah. That is so true for
conflict. Yeah. Consider it pure joy. Pure joy.
Yeah.
And the guys go, hey, boy, you're a masochist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, but you're right.
But it's true, because we can choose. We can ignore that stuff. We can sweep it under the rug. We can pretend it's not there, let that stuff build up. Or we can say, let's just walk through this in a way that works for both of us. Let's figure out how to work through our conflict. Because I always learn something. When Erin and I face our differences, I learn something about her, maybe about our marriage, about me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a part of the growth. We've got to keep growing together.
Right. And it really strengthens the ties that bind. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Greg. Obviously, we needed to talk about this, and I appreciate these three golden nuggets. That's a good start for us. But I also wanted to address something that you wrote about here recently, and that is, here we are celebrating Father's Day and all. But, you know, how does a father respond, you know, to a daughter that's about to get married?
Yeah, I have my oldest daughter. I went through this with her, so she's been married for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And when her husband at the time, Caleb, when he came to talk to me for her hand in marriage, I was like, I panicked going, okay, I know I should ask you things,
yes,
something.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. And so I've spent months talking to other fathers who've been through this, researching, and came up with, here are 12 questions that every father should ask, or even a mom should ask that boy who's wanting to marry your daughter.
Well, we're running out of time, so there's not going to be a way we're going to get to it. So how do we access those 12 questions?
Yeah, come to focusonthefamily.com under our marriage tab. Just type in under the search bar questions to ask your future son-in-law. And here are the 12. You can download a little PDF. You got the 12. So this is my gift to every father.
Oh.
Now you don't have to guess. We've spent so much time. These are the right questions, and this will help really decide.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.